my loves, and welcome to the Full Moon in Leo podcast. I'm kind of very happy because I just see that this is like the 111th recording. So we received the message of 111, what is pretty beautiful, because also this Full Moon in Leo will be so different to all the other full moons, as you know, it still will be a very intense full moon, but it won't be so heavy as the ones we experience usually, because a full moon in Leo is very powerful and strong and creative, full with love and passion and enthusiasm, and it's really about honoring and worshiping our very own self. It's really about working with your ego, your identity, and yeah, you know, like seeing your worth and getting into a state of self-confidence. So this is what this full moon truly wants you to see and appreciate and empower your self-confidence. It's also, you know, like from the self-confidence, you're allowed to create, to communicate your visions, your power, your beauty, your creation. So the universe truly wants you to go out and show your passion, show what you love, and receive like confidence and self-respect. And for me, like this full moon is like so beautiful also because we already had like a very hard and long beginning. Like for me personally, you know, like January felt like forever. I really have to be honest with you. Also the eclipse season, like wow, it feels that, I don't know, like we already experienced a whole year in only 1 month. And this full moon especially is so powerful also because after Saturn Pluto conjunction, you know, like I know we already talked about it a lot, but this Saturn Pluto conjunction really is a big topic over the whole year, and we already grow a lot with this full moon. So please use it wisely, create a powerful ritual, and yeah, worship and honor yourself, your goddess energy. I really think we will do a little goddess ritual. And you know, although it's very powerful, especially the days before the full moon can feel very heavy, because I don't know if you experienced it, like I do experience it, like everything that the Saturn Pluto conjunction created or taught us, what we have to leave behind. Like all of these topics still show up afterwards because we really have to rework them and to get once again into the energy to leave them behind. And many of you may feel very triggered and yeah, also kind of stressed out the days before, because all of these topics show up again and they really want to, yeah, be reworked. So these are the topics that has to be like, these are the topics that we have to connect with at this full moon as well, to let go of them, to get back into the state of being the self-confident, lovely, powerful, warm goddess that we already are. So it's really all about the topics that we are allowed to leave behind to get back into the state of being self-confident, and that we are allowed to, you know, like leave our little seashell and get out into the world again to communicate and show our vision. So we still have to rework all of these big topics, especially that one that appeared in, you know, like in the last few weeks after the Saturn Pluto conjunction. So these topics are different for each and every person. And also we all have, you know, like we all always have a very individual topic that wants to be reworked or worked with at every full moon and new moon. And you can read it in your birth chart. Like when you connect like the current constellation of the planets with your birth chart. So this was also a question that I got in the Mooniverse Club. How to find out what's your specific and individual topic. And that's very easy. Just let me explain it to you. I mean, you can also go to astro.com and to create a birth chart with the transits, because you always, you know, like read it with the transits. But how I do it, like very quickly, is to just have a look at my birth chart, and then like you can also draw it next to your birth chart if you want, or just keep it in mind. Okay, you know that the moon is in Leo. So just find the sign in your birth chart, the Leo sign. And also, you know, like see in, the number of how far it is in Leo. I will write it down, all right? Because I don't remember the word right now. But the exact state of where it is in Leo, and then just have a look in which house it is, like in your birth chart. Like at mine, for example, it's in the seventh house. When I look at the natal chart of when the moon is in Leo and creating the full moon on Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Like this is the time when the moon reaches her climax. It is in the sixth house. Like the major topic, for example, for all of us, is the topic of the sixth house, of the balance of work and life. You know, I really think that this is a very beautiful topic, also about health and healing. But for me personally, it's in the field of relations, of love, for example. So this topic changes at each and everyone individually, and like this is the most easiest thing how you can read the topic of this full moon for you specifically. Of course, you can also go to, you know, like the sun and all of the other planets where they are like directly in your birth chart. Like, you know, all right, the sun is in Aquarius. Where is the sign of Aquarius in your birth chart, and in which house is it in? And then you see like which like essence topics, for example, are major for you, or like the two topics, you know, that are around. You know, like because they are always connected. It's always the opposite house. You know, like for me, when the moon in Leo is, for me personally, in the seventh house, the sun is in the first house. So these are the topics I have to work with, like the relationships, but also then when it comes to my identity, my ego, the topics of the first house. So the I and we topics. Like, does this make sense for you? Well, just let me know. So it's at each and everyone different, but it's very easy to read, you know? You really just have to work with the houses that they are in. All right, so let's go further and talk about the other planets. So, we have, how do we start? Well, Mercury is in Pisces, as you already know. In 1 week, Mercury will be retrograde, and I really think that we already feel it, that we already are in the pre-shadow phase. So everything around communication will be a little bit confused or guided by the universe. It's always how you see it. So it's about communicating the topics of Pisces, what is alignment, love, peace and harmony, universe energies, the connections. Venus is already in Aries, so everything is a little bit more fiery, and also our energy is more fiery. It's the same energy of the Leo moon, you know, like really about creating something, getting something done. Also, Mars still is in Sagittarius, so we also have here like a fire energy. So the fire energy is very intense, you know, and you know, like the universe really wants us to get into movement and to do things and to work on ourselves and on our own fire and power. And I just had a look at the time and it was 11:11, so very beautiful. Another 111 sign. And so it's still about, you know, like we still feel also like driven to the topics of finding our meaning in life, of where we shall be, what we have to do and stuff like that. And so a lot of fire energy. I just had a look at the birth chart. I just had to find it again. And you know, like this full moon truly feels so much like more powerful. And it's also what we shall do on this stage to make ourselves feel great. It's really about, you know, like empowering the Leo energy in ourselves and, you know, like to treat ourselves, to do something very beautiful where we feel like the goddess and queen of the jungle, you know. And you know, like first of all, it's about reworking all of the topics of Saturn-Pluto conjunction. Yeah, we still have to work with it. I guess all of you already know that these topics still keep plopping up, and they will, you know, plop up so long and often until we totally got them through. And so it's really about letting go of specifically the topics that limit you in your creation, in getting into movement, in getting out, in moving your body. You know, like also Leo energy is really the energy of living life at its best, you know, of dancing, of having fun, of really loving and enjoying life, of feeling so free and easygoing and loved, you know, of totally being happy and excited about life. And everything that stops you from feeling exactly that way or taking life more easy, like everything that's limiting you from living your best, beautiful, powerful, beloved life, you know, it's time to let go of it. Also, still the topics of Aquarius, of course, show up because it's the opposition. And the sun energy always is so important because, it rules our essence, our conscious mind. And, you know, like, say goodbye to all the naysayers, you know, like, the girls that work with me, my coachings, for example, you know that I'm an Arnold Schwarzenegger fan. Yes, a secret of mine. But you know, like he really has great motivation talks and Also, he truly lived his life and he always chose himself and his vision. I really think that he's a Leo. I really think he's a Leo. I will have a look afterwards, but he really is total Leo energy. And, you know, like, it's really about, you know, like, say no to people who don't appreciate you the way you really have to be appreciated, or where you aren't allowed to live your best life, where you aren't allowed to be wild and crazy and free and loud, you know, like this full moon is loud. So if you want to scream, do it, you know. If you want to move your body, do it. And if someone thinks that you are weird or, I don't know, crazy, you know, I mean, the sun is in Aquarius and the moon in Leo, and this is a great energy, and you are great in every phase, in every way. You are powerful, beautiful, lovely, and so worthy to be respected and to be confident in your body, in your soul. Also, if you have problems, if you had past problems with your body and sexuality, this is a great day to rework these topics, because Leo energy really feels great in her very own body and sexuality. You know, Leo energy wants to have sex, wants to enjoy love, life, dance, you know, like have the crazy wild life. And so if there's something in your past or in your present life where you struggle to really feel embodied and feel safe and good in your body, maybe you can do something very special to honor your body, to honor, yeah, your sexuality, you know, like, it's really like also a day to masturbate and to really have fun with yourself and your amazing body, you know, like dance naked around candles and flowers, and, you know, like be the crazy witch that you are. And yeah, you know, like it's this time, you know, we really have to break out of our very own protection field and just start to live again. You know, like, this is our life, and we better do it our own way so that we are happy. And when we are happy and in the state of our purest self, we are allowed to inspire so many other people and women to do the same. And I really think that this is very beautiful. And yeah, like, this is the most powerful message that we can receive at this full moon. And we still have to face our fears and our problems, but when we are facing them and when we are connecting with them, we are healing them, and we are allowed to give ourselves like all the time that we need to heal in all of our individual topics. But it's good to be aware and, you know, like to connect with these also like hard topics, because they also want to be seen and appreciated and worked through. And if we do so, especially with rituals, with moon rituals, like, this is so powerful. And especially with this full moon in Leo, we can give so much light and power and love and fire energy into like our wounds, you know. And with all of this bright and shiny warm light, they will heal, you know. Like, I know they need time, but they will heal so much faster if we do so. So, like, these are the constellation of the planets, like the main constellations. There aren't like heavy aspects. There are just like positive and harmonious aspects in the chart, except of the sun and the moon constellation, of course, but it's a full moon. So it's always the same. And yeah, babe, so I guess we see or hear each other in the second podcast again when we talk about the beautiful, powerful full moon in Leo ritual. So see you in the next episode.